I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You know, normally an escape room would be a bad thing on a first date.
I would go with always, not normally.
Unless you're the person who put your date in the escape room, then you're probably having a good date and they're having a bad one. Either way, escape room always sounds kind of weird to me for a first date.
Yeah, extremely.
But that's exactly where Nick took his date, Taylor, and now she's not calling him back.
Yeah, because no one can get a hold of her. What is going on?
Nick, that's really all you put in your email, and I don't know what an escape room is. Do I need to alert the authorities?
No, they're actually amazing.
Wait, what's amazing?
Escape rooms.
What is an escape room? It sounds like you have some girl handcuffed in your basement to me.
No, it's not like that. An escape room is basically a game that you play with like 8 to 10 people. You go inside, they lock the door behind you, and there are clues that you have to figure out in order to get out.
Okay. That's a lot more innocent than what I thought you were originally emailing about.
Yeah, it's a little nerdy if you think about it. You have to solve clues in succession, and once you solve one, it opens up the clues to another, and another puzzle, and so on and so forth. And finally, within this like 45 minutes to an hour time, you get to get out.
So did you meet this girl at the escape room, or did you meet her somewhere else and tell her you were going to take her to an escape room?
So I had about 8 of my buddies who were going to go, and one of my good friends has a girlfriend who was like, I want to do that, and brought one of her girlfriends. So unexpectedly, I thought it was just going to be 8 of us. It was 10. And that's where I met Taylor, in the middle of the escape room.
Sounds sexy. I mean, it is kind of like today's version of laser tag is kind of what it is, right?
Yeah, a little bit.
All right, so how was the chemistry with you guys while you're trying to escape the room? Was she crying? Were you crying?
We're never going to get out.
There was a lot of panic, but I really was attracted to her immediately. She had this like amazing laugh, and she like jumped straight into it. Like, you can't be shy in these things. You got to be bold and really like go after things. And she was so energetic about it. We kind of like went off in our own like nerd way and started solving more puzzles than most people. So,
okay. And I mean, was it clear that you were into her, that you were hitting on her?
I think so. Yeah, I was definitely like zooming in on like just hanging out with her. So
you cornered her in an escape room.
I locked her up, basically. Yeah.
No!
That was the only option.
All right, how did the rest of the day go? Did you end up getting her number and all that?
Well, yeah. I did get her number, but it was kind of weird. Like, about 30 minutes in, you know, time's running out, and randomly, my really close friend and his girlfriend started getting into a full-on argument off in the corner. They're like yelling. They're like, you know.
That's awesome.
I could see how an escape room could cause an argument. What were they fighting about anyway?
We don't actually know what they were arguing about, but it got really awkward for everyone because they're essentially screaming at each other and just alienating themselves from everyone else. So we were really trying to get out of that room.
You were really trying to escape.
Like, there's like actual claw marks on the walls.
It's the hardest you've ever worked to escape from one of your escape room parties.
Exactly.
So what did that, I mean, that led to you getting her phone number while your friends were fighting?
Yeah.
Taylor and I were on the same team regarding like wanting to, you know, diffuse the situation and break up the fight. So I went and talked to my buddy, and Taylor went and talked to her friend just to make sure that, you know, they were on other side of the room or of the corner. So
you guys were like the heroes of the escape room together.
I like to think so. Yeah, we absolutely were. So right. And we were successful.
So you guys diffused the situation.
Definitely. And then I asked her if she wanted to get a drink afterwards to kind of celebrate our chivalry, I guess.
Oh,
and did she say yes?
She did. Yeah. We actually ended up going and getting a drink pretty close by, and we kind of bonded over the fight. And the two of us were talking about how we would never do anything like that in public, and like were kind of like embarrassed that they would even do that.
So basically you were saying, if we were a couple, we'd never be like that couple. They suck.
Basically. Yeah, exactly.
Did you end with a kiss?
We didn't end with a kiss. She said she had to leave because she works early. So I just thought like it wasn't necessarily a date, so I wasn't sure if it was appropriate to kiss her on the first date.
And how many times have you tried to call her since your little escape room fiasco?
I've called her like 2 or 3 times now.
And nothing.
Nothing, no. I even like talked to my buddy to see what was going on. He was trying to stay out of it. He was like, you know, this is all on you. You figure it out. So,
wow. Good friend.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, I don't know why that chick won't call you back. Dude, figure it out yourself. By the way, can you help me out with my argument with my girlfriend?
Yeah,
got it. All right, well, we'll play a song, come back, call her, and get your second date update, all right?
All right, thanks.
Okay, I'm already a better friend than yours. All right, hang on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.